Welcome back to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. I am Bradley, as always, joined by my co-host Zane. And if you missed last episode, we talked about the NFC South, so go give that a listen if you haven't already. But how are you doing today, Zane?
I'm doing good, man. We're 3 weeks away from the NFL season, so I'm excited. Obviously, my team looked... Drake May looked good this week. Again, still excited. So it's just getting me excited for the regular season. I know he might not play much, but I'm excited for the year. It was a good day. I actually got sleep, so I'm doing great. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I've been watching the rookie quarterbacks so far. I've only really watched May and Penix, a little bit of, as much as I could of Jaden Daniels, but they're looking all right. Michael Penix, people were talking about how his performance was like a sleeper performance, like many people aren't talking about it, and I just didn't find a reason for many people to be talking about it. It wasn't anything great. It was, yeah. If you watch this college film, that is what his preseason performance was, just his college film.
Okay. I mean, I saw a couple good throws. From what I remember, he had a couple good throws.
He did, but like he missed a couple of throws. His accuracy was a problem. What else?
What did you say?
I wrote it down.
Yeah.
Because
Julian McKinstry just left their game early just now.
Oh shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wrote down inconsistent accuracy, missed an easy check down, throws behind his receiver, overthrew a bad ball. It was just like those little mistakes, like, I fear is not a future quarterback. But it's preseason, so you got to look at it with a grain of salt. So, nothing special.
Like, it's good to have a good performance, but it's good, but not amazing, you know? Like, people will overreact to it, but, like, it's really bad to have a bad performance, in my opinion. You can have one bad performance, but if it's every week, then it's an issue.
Yeah. And those mistakes weren't even, like...
major.
They were just his mistakes. They weren't just...
they weren't Daniel Jones.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Daniel Jones is in mid-season form already.
Dude, I need to report a robbery. Daniel Jones robbing the Giants. My goodness. $140 million for what?
I mean, if he plays at all... like, if he plays back like he did in 22, then that contract isn't as bad. I mean, it's still bad, but, like...
it's still bad. Hey, yeah. I just got an alert. The Packers just got a safety on the Broncos. You don't see
got
that
safety.
Often.
Yeah. I still want to watch... I have not watched Bo Nix at all.
Oh my gosh, he's looked phenomenal.
Really?
I'm so glad we're doing this division. Like, that kind of leads us right into it, actually.
Oh, yeah, I mean... yeah, starting with the Broncos. I mean, I'll let you start since...
right. Yeah. Here, then I'll switch this around since I know like you like the Chargers. Yeah, so the Broncos. Okay. I thought drafting Bo Nix was a little high. But honestly, like, as more and more of I've watched Bo Nix, he looks NFL ready. Like, completely NFL ready. He looks like a NFL quarterback. His ceiling might not be the highest in the league, but, like, he looks good enough to lead this team. And that's not the issue with this team. I think their wide receivers are lacking depth at the moment. I think they have a good number one, okay in the middle, but it's like number threes, you know? Like, so there's no other guy that I like outside of Sutton right now. I mean, I like Mims a little bit, but he's not going to, like, he hasn't shown anything yet. As for their defense, their pass rush could use some work, and that's putting it lightly. They have a solid corner group, but they need a corner too, like a better one. And their safety room, just without Simmons, is not the same. So, it's got work. It doesn't have any high-end talent, but it's solid.
Yeah, I mean, the Broncos defense is horrendous, I think, behind Sertan. There's a couple players, but other than that, it's just really bad. And we were projecting the Broncos to take a corner, which would have probably been a good option, or an edge rusher or someone.
Yeah.
But they did not. They took Bo Nix. Apparently he's looking good, so I'm going to trust that. And Javonte Williams at running back. I like the running back room. Samaje Perrin, I don't know how to say his name, but he looked good on the Bengals when he was playing, so I like that duo back on the backfield. Wide receivers, I like their receiving room. Got that Oregon connection with Torrey Franklin. Josh Reynolds from the Lions, he was all right. He struggled with drops last year, but other than that, all right. Offensive line, I feel comfortable with. So, I mean, this team, their biggest issue is, let's say Bo Nix does work out, this team's up on the up and up. But if it doesn't, then that 13th pick will look real bad in the future, because they should have took a defensive player. Back then they should have, if Bo Nix doesn't work. If he does work out, then it was the smart play. Didn't Sean Payton say he, like, reminded him of
Drew Brees? Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
Sean Payton's a little crazy. What?
How do I want to put it? Sean Payton is not the problem. I think watching Russ shows me Sean Payton is not the problem. Sean Payton has always had a top 10 offense his entire career. And then he brings in Russ, and they suddenly fall off a cliff. I think Russ is the issue. Or was the issue. Sorry, Steelers. You know, dealing with him now. So I think we're going to see an up and up from this team. Because I think Nix knows how to actually work the Sean Payton system. And so, like you mentioned, he thinks of him as a Drew Brees. He won't be Drew Brees, but he'll be solid.
Yeah, I mean, Bo Nix, he wasn't a play action type offense this in college, which really helped him play really good in college. So, if you just do that with him in this Broncos offense, he could look really good. So,
I agree. I mean, I know it's preseason, but hold on, I'm trying to figure it out where it is. Bo Nix, in his first like two halves that he's played, he's at 160 yards, two touchdowns, and like six scoring drives.
Wow. I mean, hey, Kenny Pickett looked good last preseason, so.
True. That is very true.
And, oh my gosh, Kenny Pickett is looking awful.
So bad.
Yep. I was a defender of Kenny Pickett this past, but it's hard to defend now.
But it's so funny.
Yeah, and he was like the 20th pick too.
That was such a bad pick. I think Bo Nix is definitely still a better pick than Kenny Pickett.
I'll wait till halfway through the season to decide that.
I'll give it 3 years like we did Pickett, or 2 years really with Pickett.
Yeah, but Pickett was dealing with Matt Canada.
Okay, true. But y'all had literally every offensive weapon you could ever need. So, shouldn't that make up for it? None of them amazing, but they were still on the higher end.
We never did have a QB or wide receiver one, though.
Yeah.
And yes, that's me saying Deontay Johnson was not a receiver one.
I think he kind of was, but he was a lower end. He was never like a superstar.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, he was our QB one or wide receiver one technically, but he was in my opinion, he wasn't that wide receiver one that makes a quarterback better.
Okay. We're getting off track though with other teams.
Yeah, we are.
Let's go ahead and get to the Broncos predictions. So I'll start out since I started this one. I really want them to win this game just because, like, there's like this hidden rivalry now between the Seahawks and Broncos, I feel like, because after the whole trade with Russ. But if they were at home, I'd give it to them, but they're away. And I think the Seahawks have a better roster. So they start off 0-1. They'll play Pittsburgh at home. I think it's going to be a really close game. I think the Broncos could pull it out. But again, roster-wise, I think the Steelers kind of have that better defense. And so that's going to help them out a lot. Honestly, I can see this game being like 15 to like, I don't know, 14 or something. Something super low, you know?
Yeah.
So I'll start them off 0-2. They play Tampa. I'll say 0-3. The Jets, 0-4. They play the Raiders at home. I think this is where that streak breaks, and they go 1-4 and beat the Raiders at home, breaking the Raiders' winning streak on them. Then they play the Chargers. I think they beat the Chargers at home, so they're 2-4. Then they play the Saints. Honestly, I could see them beating the Saints, but that just depends on how Bo Nix does. And it's like a Sean Payton revenge game. I'm going to give them the loss, though. So they're, 2-5. Then they're playing the Panthers at home. They're 3-5. They play the Ravens, the Chiefs, the Falcons, and the Raiders. So they're 3-9. Play the Browns, 3-10. Actually, I got to get one more in here. Hold on. I'm going to look back over this. I think they could beat. Actually, I'm going to give them the Saints game. So they're 4-9 right now. Yeah, 4-9. It all depends on Nix. If Nix plays great, I could see them winning a couple more games. I don't think they beat the Chiefs. They have been close to the Chiefs lately, though. I'll do a hypothetical, though. They'll lose.
They beat the Chiefs last year.
True, actually, they did. So I think they'll beat the Chiefs in the last game of the year at home. Chiefs could rest their starters, maybe, but I think.
Yeah, I was about to say. With the Chiefs. I think
the Broncos will go 5-12.
5-12?
Yeah, I mean, like, that feels pretty fair. I don't think they're going to be great. But
yeah, this team still has a lot of holes on their. Just on their roster in general. So.
I will say, the issue right now is not going to be quarterback. I don't think it's going to be quarterback. That's my take.
When Zach Wilson comes in to save the day.
Yeah. Obviously. Hey, Tim Patrick had a touchdown today, though. Love to see that.
Who did?
Tim Patrick. He got hurt the past 2 years with ACL.
Oh, yeah. He's been on the roster for, like, years now, but he barely played. Wasn't he the guy that came... He came in. No, it was the wide receiver who played quarterback because they had no other quarterback on their roster.
Kendall Hilton.
Who?
Kendall Hilton? Hinton? Hilton? Something like that.
Oh, well, I was way off then. But this is a random thing, but they have Jarrett Stidham as QB2 behind in front of Zach Wilson.
He's a stud, okay? Don't mess with stud him. I had to deal with him all of 2020. All right? He's him. No, he's not. But he's him.
Let Stidham cook.
Yeah, let Stidham cook.
There's
this guy on Instagram who has a he has a $20 bet that Stidham is going to lead the division in a bunch of stats.
Well, right now in the Packers game, he's 7 for 11, 65 yards, and 1 interception.
He ran for a touchdown, too.
But on to my prediction.
Yes.
They lose to the Seahawks. They lose to the Steelers. Lose to the Bucks. Lose against the Jets. Beat the Raiders. Lose against the Chargers.
If you got it, haunt it. At home, the quarter for all for less.
We'll lose against the Chargers?
Yeah. I think that was an ad on my computer. Sorry. Lose against the Chargers. Lose against the Saints. Lose against the Panthers. Lose against the Ravens.
Okay.
Lose against the Chiefs. Lose against the Falcons. Lose against the Raiders. Lose against the Browns, Colts. Win against the Chargers. What do I have them at right now?
2-13.
2-13. Okay. Yeah. Beat the Bengals, beat the Chiefs.
I disagree, but fair. I disagree on the games. I don't disagree on the record. I disagree on the games.
Yeah, there's games in there that's like that. It's so hard doing game predictions.
I thought about the Jets game. I really did.
I did too. Here, let's flip the Seahawks and Chargers game. That's what I'm flipping around. Yep.
You don't like think the. So you think they'll only win one division game all year? Or two. Yeah, maybe. Wait, hold on. You had them winning. Where here? The Raiders did two division games and then the Seahawks?
Yeah, I have them winning two division games.
Okay.
Just 2-4. I don't know how much I like that prediction. We'll look really stupid if the Broncos are on like pace to make the playoffs in week 15. Yeah, Bo Nix leading the league in passing yards.
I did say I think Nix would not be the problem. I think it's other stuff. So if Nix does good, I don't look bad.
I mean, their defense is just bad.
Mid. It's so mid. Like, there's no great piece, but there's no terrible piece either. So mid. And to the Broncos fan that I know is probably listening, I'm sorry, but we have y'all going 4-13 or 5-12, and I know we were talking about, me and him were talking about it, and I was like, I mean, I understand it. I don't think Sean Payton's the issue. I don't think Bo Nix is the issue. I think the rest of the roster is going to be the issue.
I mean, last year, their defense ranked 8th.
Their defense?
8th worst in the league.
Oh.
Yeah, their defense is bad.
That would not be.
No. And, like, Sutton is injury prone. Sertan is injury prone. The two biggest stars on this team is injury prone.
Yeah.
So, Javonte Williams got injured last year too, so.
Yeah. They have RB depth, honestly, though. Like, that's not a position I'm worried about. It's not amazing, but it's like they're viable depth, you know?
Yeah, they're 1-2 is I like.
Yeah.
I like their running back situation. Actually, Javonte Williams only missed one game last year. It was the year before that, I was thinking.
Yeah. He missed two seasons before that. I think both years or something like that. Something silly.
No. Yeah. So I have them at 4-13.
I got them at 5-12. I wanted to have them win that Jets game so bad. But the roster stack up just can't, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Chargers, this is your favorite team of the division, so I'll let you talk about them first.
Talking about the Chargers, I love the Chargers. I love Justin Herbert. It's never his fault. Never has been, nor never will it be. Let's get that straight. going back to the draft, I think it was the smart decision because in the long term, you'll have protection. If you build that offensive line, a good quarterback can make his receivers look better. And Justin Herbert's one of those quarterbacks that makes his receivers look better. And he can't make an offensive line look better. He can to a point, to an extent, but he can't stay, like, he can't protect himself. And that's the most important thing going into this season, was to protect Justin Herbert, make sure he doesn't get injured, and drafting Joel was a smart decision. And then you have Ladd McConkey, which apparently he's been doing great in training camp. I'm excited for Ladd. I liked Ladd coming out. You have Palmer, DJ Chark, Quentin Johnson. Sadly, I don't think Quentin Johnson will come out as a great receiver as he was projected. But the running back room is the Ravens running back room. It's Gus Edwards, J.K. Dobbins. J.K. Dobbins, of course, said it's the best he's ever felt. And I think J.K. Dobbins could be a good running back for them. And Gus Edwards was a good running back for the Ravens. So I think their running back core is good, or is solid. Let's say solid. Wide receiver core, I'm not as worried as many people, as much
as their bottom five.
Their receiving group, oh yeah, 100%. But I'm not as worried about it. I think there are some pieces in there that could show out, like could be better than people are projecting them to be.
I don't disagree with that.
They have Brandon Rice.
Brandon Rice. Yeah. And the fact that he fell so far because he couldn't, like, I think it was some weird story, like couldn't answer the phone or something. I don't know. I thought it was ridiculous.
I have not heard about that.
It might have been a false story, but if it was true, I'd literally be so mad. Because I liked him as a prospect. I thought he was a solid prospect.
Really good at the Senior Bowl, didn't he?
I think he did, yeah.
I think that was a while back ago, so
he did good in practice. He wasn't great. I don't know if he didn't play in the game, but he did great in practice.
Yeah. But their offensive line, they're still building around that offensive line, so
it's pretty solid.
It comes down to obviously Justin Herbert staying healthy, which I think he can do this year. This is ultimately a rebuilding year. The defense is in shambles a little bit. It's in shambles. Truly,
I was just thinking about it. I'm like, can I name a player besides Derwin James on that defense? I'm like, okay.
Khalil Mack.
Khalil Mack. I kind of forgot he didn't retire. Joey Bosa. And I was like, okay, those three, great. Everybody else, static.
I mean, they had Bud Dupree, which he's a good secondary role player. Mm-hmm. But the corner room, awful.
Asante Samuel? Meh. Yeah, it's just...
It's just bad. I wish they would have targeted their corner room more. But I trust John Harbaugh. Everywhere he goes, he's a winner. Justin Herbert is an elite quarterback. I think this team could be better than what most people think they are.
It's definitely still a rebuilding type year, though.
Rebuilding.
They did get Christian Fulton this past offseason, and then they drafted Cam Hart, who I liked a lot.
Yeah.
Not a terrible corner room, but no, not great.
Yeah. They also have Junior Colson, which, Michigan guy, you already know he'll be on the field for John Harbaugh.
Of course. I was curious. I wanted them to draft Corum so bad. Like, that would have just been the perfect landing spot. I was so mad when they didn't.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's my overall thoughts on this team.
Ooh,
I would love to hear your opinion on the Chargers, because I know you're not as big of a fan as I am of them.
Yeah, okay. Herbert. Love Herbert. Running back group. The most injury-prone running backs I've ever seen in my life. They're not.
But they can stay healthy. If they stay healthy, they're all right.
Can they?
If they stay healthy.
Also, four ACL tears past their prime. That's included. That's both combined. I think they're both at two. I don't trust them. Joshua Palmer is your wide receiver one projection right now. That's not good. Your slot guy is going to be Ladd. Love Ladd. DJ Chark's your wide receiver three. That's meh. Quentin Johnston, meh. Brandon Rice, meh. Right, okay, getting into tight end. Will Disley is your tight end, and then Hayden Hurst is also, again, I'm thinking meh. Like, I'm not wowed by the weapons, okay? Let's see. Tackle, your left tackle, actually still Rashad Slater. Didn't think that would be how they'd do that, but they did. Zion Johnson, good. So, left side's good. Right side, you got Alt is your right tackle, good. Pipkins, good. Center, don't know who their center is. I'll say he's alright. Have you ever heard of their center, Bradley? I probably have. I just don't realize it. Bradley Bozeman?
Where did he play?
He was from Bama.
No, I have not.
Let's see. Hold on. Yeah. Center, Bama.
Played for the Ravens and Panthers.
Yeah, I guess he's alright. Their center is what I'm worried about for that group.
Yeah, he's coming from the Panthers' offensive line. He is not good.
Yeah.
Because
he was with the Ravens the past few, right?
Yeah, he was, but in 2024, he was with the Panthers.
Oh, yeah, then no. Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
Defensive ends, I don't like. Nose tackle, don't like. Well, they have Tier Tart, so that's a good one. The linebackers, which includes Mac and stuff, Mac and Bosa, I do like. Corner, no, not really, I don't like it. Just looking at it on paper. Free safety and safety, gets a thumbs up in my book. Nickelback, don't like it either. So, honestly, this team, their roster is a lot like the Broncos. In a lot of ways, you know, with like a better offensive line and two better pass rushers, but like worse corner and a better quarterback. Like, it's just underwhelming.
Yeah.
That's how I see this team. You can disagree with me if you like. I think QB is going to win them some more games, and frankly, I think they have an easier schedule in some ways.
Okay, if you put the Broncos and Chargers team together, do you think they would win the Super Bowl? Do you think they could?
Not the Super Bowl, but a playoff run, sure.
I was just thinking about this because I was like, golly, their defense would be bad still.
It would be still pretty bad, but Herbert's your QB. Your running back would be Javonte Williams. Your wide receiver one would be Sutton. Your wide receiver two would be Palmer. Your wide receiver three would be McConkey. That's solid. You can get by with that. Tight end, I don't even know, dude. Don't matter. Offensive line, great, actually, because the center for the Broncos is solid. Like, that's good. Defense would definitely need work, like you mentioned. So, yeah, I wouldn't be that big a fan.
Yeah, it was just a random thought.
It's not funny to think about, though. No, I don't think you can combine all, actually. You probably could combine all three of the teams in the division besides the Chiefs and get close to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's just how easy the Chiefs division is. Which,
It's like the Patriots for years.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can't get mad at the Chiefs for that. Just but every other team in their...
Yeah, people every other team in their... all the time.
What?
People used to get mad at the Patriots for it all the time.
I mean, I didn't get mad at that. I got mad at the, why are they so good? Why is Brady always making the right play?
Fair.
That's why I get mad, because how great Brady was. And now I appreciate the greatness. But
as you should. As you should.
I think but back on topic.
Yeah.
I think Justin Herbert can bring a lot to this offense.
For sure.
He will add a lot, and he'll be the reason they win a lot of games. If not a lot, but they win games.
They win games. I will say they are very injury prone as a team, looking at
they are.
Including their wide receivers, who are also injury prone in their careers.
Yeah, Vlad McConkey
last year didn't play more than 4 games. So.
Yeah. Was injured. Bosa, Herbert, just running back room. But you ready to move on to the predictions?
Yeah, you can.
Their record. All right. All right. Week 1 against the Raiders, they take this one.
You can just look at the thing if you want to.
Yeah. Take the win against the Panthers, lose against the Steelers and Chiefs, win against the Broncos.
Okay.
Beat the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Win against the Saints, lose against the Browns, lose against the Titans, lose against the Bengals, lose against the Ravens, beat the Falcons, lose against the Chiefs, lose against the Bucks, beat the Broncos, beat the Patriots,
mm-hmm.
and I have them way too high. I'm giving them way too many wins. But they have an easy schedule.
You're 7 or 8. I don't think they don't beat the Raiders twice. That's not how the division works.
Yeah, they win against the Raiders. The Raiders, we beat them week 1, or week 18.
So they're 7-10?
Yeah.
That's not too high. Like, that's pretty realistic.
Yeah, 7-10.
Seven and ten works fine. I mean, in my opinion, at least. I had them about there when I was just doing a pre look. Let's see. Week 1, obviously, they win against the Raiders. I do think it's funny they start the year with the Raiders and end the year with the Raiders. Let's see. They beat the Raiders. They beat the Panthers. They beat the Steelers. They lose to the Chiefs. I had the Broncos beating them that week, so they lose to the Broncos that week. They beat the Cardinals, so they're 4-2. They beat the Saints, so they're 5-2. Lose to the Browns, Titans, Bengals, Ravens, Falcons, Chiefs, Bucks. Okay. They beat the Broncos, and they beat the Patriots. Yeah, I had them at 7-10 as well. I wanted to
I think
make
7
9.
And 10.
Yeah. I think 7 and 10 is kind of like perfectly where they're at. Their defense just needs work, and which which I mean like they need defense, and so they're projected right now defensive players in the draft.
Yeah, if you can fix this defense and then depending on their receiving core this year, see how they work out, then I think this team has a bright future. They're young on the offensive really side of the young. Ball. So. I wouldn't even hate the idea of you trading Mac this season or Bosa and trying to get draft picks or just younger players.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised they haven't done that already. Kind of like how the Patriots did with Judon. Get like a third round pick for either of them and then call it a day. You know?
Yeah.
That way you get a top 100 pick to draft a young player that hopefully works out for your team. Which I don't know if they can draft or not because we haven't seen them with their new GM. I don't think, right? Well, this is their new GM this year, so.
Yeah, I mean, they drafted all right.
Yeah, I thought so too. I don't know. So we both have them going 7-10. Right. Yeah. Las Vegas Raiders. I'm not partial to this team, but I do start. So, I actually don't like this team at all. So, hopefully I'll put my bias aside. Just not been a fan of their franchise. Okay. Quarterback. Garbage. I'm not even going to put it lightly. I love Minshew, but he's not good. He's like the best backup you can have, but he's not a starter. Like, if you need him for a game or two, good. But you're not going to win more than, let's say, 7. Like, they're not going to win more than 7 games this year. That's my prediction early. Let's see. Yeah, hold on. Sorry, I'm trying to think. Running back. It's okay. Zamir White's solid. And I do mean the word solid. Alexander Mattison, not a fan. Wide receivers, thing of beauty. Adams, top 10 guy in the league. Jacoby Myers, I miss you, come home. Still, I think he's a top 32 wide receiver, just right at like 32 though. Wide receiver 3, Trey Tucker, I think. Good, he's solid, he's a deep threat. Tight end, love their tight end room now. Hated that they drafted Bowers, but it was a great pick. Like, great pick, but, like, not a great pick, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it wasn't a need.
Yeah. A guy actually commented on one of my TikToks today, and he's like, talking about Bowers, how was a good pick? And I was like, it was a good pick. Like, you are going to have a franchise tight end, but you already had Mayer, and you had other needs, though.
Exactly. And that was what, like, I still think they need corner, okay? So, let's move on to the defense. But, yeah, I love their tight end. I don't love their offensive line. It's, like, I would say bottom of, like, not bottom of the pack, but, like, towards the bottom half of the AFC or even the NFL in general. No standout guys, but they can block. Against better teams, they're probably going to lose because of that. Defensively, I mean, Max Crosby, insane player. To the point where they're literally making him sit out of practice because he's ruining drives. So, there's your player, your dynamic player. They signed, who did they sign? Wilkins this offseason?
Yeah.
Great signing, I thought. That's a good piece of the defense. I'm not scared of their, not worried for their defensive line. Their corner room, their best guys like Jack Jones. Hold on, let me look that up. Let me look at those.
Yeah, Jack Jones is their best guy.
Yeah. He is a former Patriot, but like, man, he's not a number one. Yeah, not a fan. Not a fan of the corner room at all. Mm-mm. Free safety room, also not a fan of. Can't say I'm a fan of a lot of this stuff, honestly. Tyree Wilson, man, you need that pick to work out. They brought in, did they have Byron Young, actually? How did that happen? Yeah, I'm just not a fan of this team overall, to be honest. Like, it's just, it doesn't look good. Like, just looking at it, you know, it just doesn't look good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll let you talk about them.
Quarterback room, obviously bad. It doesn't matter who's going to play out there for you. I wouldn't be surprised if Davante Adams gets traded halfway through the season.
Yeah, they like request it.
Yeah. He's frustrated being there. The only reason he went to the Raiders was because of Derek Carr. But I like Myers behind him, so I think you have a solid 1 and 2 guy. But after that, nothing much. Obviously, the tight end, there will be a lot of 2 tight end package out there for the Raiders. I'm assuming that's why you drafted Brock Bowers. So I'm excited to see that, how they use Mayer and Bowers. But their defense, I feel like this defense is kind of a sleeper defense with Max. You said what?
I said the line's great, but defensive line, continue
though. Yeah, no, it's great. The defensive line, I'm not worried about. Linebacker, I'm not worried about either, because Robert Spillane, he was really good for him last year. He was a great linebacker for him. Their quarter room bad, so like their front seven's solid, but their back is bad. If you can get pressures to the quarterback with Wilkins and Crosby, this team could be really good. Having Trey Wilson back there too was a good pickup for him last year. I think he could. He had a 3.5 sacks. Not a great season, but hopefully he works out. But yeah, I think this defense could be a sleeper defense.
Yeah, the defensive line, they're going to get to the quarterback, okay? But can they get to the quarterback quick enough? Because like the corners they have maybe aren't going to be able to guard them. Like, guard the wide receivers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. So I'll do my record prediction, unless you have anything more on them.
No.
No? Okay.
No. All right.
They lose week 1 and 2 because, I mean, obviously, come on. They beat the Panthers. They lose the Browns. They lose this game to the Broncos. They lose to the Steelers. They upset the Ravens. Or not the Ravens, the Rams. They lose to the Chiefs. They lose to Cincinnati. Let's see. They lose to Miami. They beat the Broncos. They lose to the Chiefs. Let's see. Lose to the Chiefs. Lose to Tampa. Oof. Upset the Falcons. Beat the Saints and the Chargers. So I think I'm like 6. I'll say 6-11 for this team. I'm not a fan of the
6-11.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's solid. That's a good solid. Their quarterback room.
I did just look at advanced stats because I was looking at the Raiders. The Broncos stats are skewed last year. If you remember the Washington and Miami game.
Oh,
so like the points allowed is very skewed by one game.
Yeah, because they dropped 70 on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have the Raiders at 6-11.
Yeah, I'm finishing third, 6-11. So the Broncos last at 5-12. They're all right together.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair. I have the Raiders losing to the Chargers, losing to the Ravens, beating the Panthers, losing to the Browns, losing against the Broncos, losing against the Steelers. Wow, that's a tough stretch there. Oh my gosh. Wow. I'll say beating the Rams, losing against the Chiefs, losing against the Bengals, losing against the Dolphins, beating the Broncos, losing against the Chiefs, losing against the Bucks, losing against the Falcons, beating the Jags, losing to the Saints, and beating the Chargers. So that gives them 6-11.
Wait, what did you have them win at the beginning of the year? So I guess I missed something. Where do you have them winning?
I have them at 6-11.
Okay, well, where do you have them winning? I missed something.
Oh, I have them winning against their, wait, no, I have them at 5-12. I have them, okay, I have them beating the Panthers, Rams, Broncos, Jags, and Chargers.
Yeah, 5, okay.
Yeah, 5-12.
I honestly could see them with a top 3 pick. Like, genuinely could see a top 3 pick scenario for this team. You know?
Yeah, because their quarterback situation. Because we already know about Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew. So, we know their quarterback is going to be bad this year.
Yeah, no, it's going to be terrible. I don't expect... Honestly, I don't even like the quarterback class next year, man. It's not that great. I need to start watching it more, but I'm just not a fan of what I've seen preview-wise. It's
the only guy
going to be superstars.
The only guy I'm somewhat excited for is Carson Beck.
See, I'm excited for Quinn Ewers, but I was partial to him last year. I think he has mechanical issues, but otherwise he has the arm talent to be insane.
Yeah.
Which is like Drake May. He's got mechanical issues, but the arm talent's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, that feels fair. But, yeah, that's not really what we're talking about this episode. Well, honestly, we could low-key talk about that before the season a little bit, too. A little, like, guys to watch this season for college football. We're not really going to do college, but we'll talk about it a little, I'm sure. But on, yeah, 5-12 for the Raiders. So you got the Broncos. Or no, you have the Broncos at 4, right?
Yeah, I have the Broncos at 4.
I thought you had them tied. I was like, okay, fair. So the Broncos at 4-13.
No.
Raiders at 5-12. Chargers at 10-7. Or 7-10. Not 10-7. Yeah, that's fair. So I guess that really just leaves the Chiefs, right? So I'll let you talk about them first. Hey, they're 0-2 in the preseason. They're not winning a game this year. Because it matters. Not.
Yeah, the Chiefs. They're the Super Bowl favorites in my eyes. This would be a first team to repeat ever. But they just got better from last year. They really did. Keeping Mahomes, obviously. They had Mahomes. Isaiah Pacheco, I think he's a solid back. Wide receivers, they got a lot better at. I don't know how long Hollywood Brown's out.
8-ish weeks, I hear.
8?
Ish.
I mean, still.
They are going to be very protective of the injury. It is one of those injuries that if you get hurt on that spot again, you might not play football again. So.
Oh, what is it?
It's like a neck injury, so it's like a neck thing.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't want
to miss. I always hate to see neck injuries.
I know, they're brutal.
But even if, okay, Brown out, you'll still have Tony, Sky Moore, Mecale Hardman. I mean, in...
I'm going to wait for you to list their actual wide receivers.
their actual...
Yeah, you know Tony's wide receiver 9 on the depth chart, right?
He's wide receiver 9?
On the depth chart.
That is bizarre.
Their wide receiver 1 and 2 is Worthy and Rice.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, Tony's bad. I mean, he's not good.
No, he's terrible.
He's pretty bad, but, like...
He's terrible. I'm not sugarcoating. He's terrible.
Hello?
I hated him in that draft. I thought he was so bad. I thought he looked like a joystick, but, like, he had so many other issues.
Yeah. Sorry, my mic just cut out.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine.
But Mahomes makes his receivers look good no matter who's there, so I'm not worried about this team at all. They got better on the offensive side of the ball. Defensive side, you lost Snead.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a great defensive coordinator back there. So this team could three-peat. This team is the most likely team to three-peat.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate that you're right, but yeah.
Because it's just so good.
It's so easy.
But I mean, they're still good, though. Still...
They have a walkthrough to get to the playoffs, in my opinion.
Yeah, but... Yeah. But last year they played the Ravens, and who else did they play? The Bills.
Bills, yeah.
The Bills, yeah.
Bills.
Bills, very injury-prone defense, or very injured defense last year. And then the Ravens, just bad play calling.
Bad play calling, injured Lamar.
Yeah.
Again, like I said, a cakewalk.
I mean, there's not many other teams that could beat this team, though.
I mean, I don't know. I think the Lions could have done it. I firmly believe the Lions could have done it. Because I think quarterback play was the issue, and they didn't have a quarterback experienced enough to win that game, because Purdy was the issue that game. I think the Niners could have done it, actually, too, with the quarterback play, the better quarterback play.
But the defense struggled to stop. And then
they were doing fine until the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but then Gennard got injured.
Yeah, but that's not controllable. Like, that's not something I'd control. I'd put on, like, actual markdown for the team. I mean, I think on paper I'd stack up the Niners team a little better.
Yeah. But I think coaching gives the edge to the Chiefs.
Oh, definitely, yeah. No, but just roster-wise, I think there's a couple teams. But coaching is where it takes.
But you kind of look...
Coordinator was, but he's always been sane, so...
But you kind of got to look. It doesn't matter who's on your roster. You have Patrick Mahomes. That's what they did with Brady. And I would say Mahomes is a top 3 quarterback of all time right now.
I'm sitting at 4 firmly.
Four? I don't know, but he's already so good, and he has years ahead of him.
Well, yes. Right now he's 4. He will go to probably 2, but 4 right now.
Do you think he could ever pass Brady?
No, unless he wins 7.
Skill level, do you think he can ever pass Brady?
Talent, he's already passed Brady, if that's what you're asking.
Okay. That's fair.
He's more talented than Brady, I never deny that. But as a football player, I think I gotta give it to Brady.
Yeah.
I know that's such a weird thing to say, but yeah.
No, yeah, I understand it. Brady was just so smart. Mm-hmm. It was just crazy. But if Mahomes goes out, they have Carson Wentz.
True.
So, let Let Wentz cook.
He looked solid. See, and my thing is, I don't love their wide receiver core, but I don't hate it either. Like, it's going to be good because it's Mahomes, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
No, I can't say that. That's cancel-worthy. There's a play I like to use, or just... All go. I call it all go. You know what all go is, right? Everybody go deep. I could see a lot of that this year. With the two speedsters, you have each on one side, and then you got Rice in the middle and Travis Kelce as well. I could see that being called this year, at least a couple times.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, especially with Worthy.
Yeah, Worthy and...
Take off his pads. He'll be running a 4-2.
Yeah, 4-2-1. And he let make him drop 5 pounds of weight, too. That'll help.
Yeah. What's his weight on ESPN?
He was...
180. Oh, wait, nope, that's...
He might have beefed back up, but that's what he was. 160?
165. Wow. God. I'm worried for Worthy. If one good hit...
Done.
He would be cooked.
If Crosby hits him...
It's over. Imagine putting Xavier Worthy in, like, early 2000s NFL.
Oh, he wouldn't make it. That's why...
Ray Rice, Troy Polamalu, Ed Reed.
Which is why I don't think, like, if Aiden... Or not Aiden Ross. John Ross was in modern football, and, like, guys like John Ross and Tavon Austin, if they were in modern football, they'd work out. But they were in then football, that's why they didn't work out.
Yeah.
I don't think Worthy, like, same thing. If he was back then, he wouldn't work.
I mean, guys are trying to get smaller to run faster. Like, linebackers are trying to get smaller to get faster. So, it's just a different league now.
Because you can't hit as hard or anything now.
Yeah.
So, speed's where you got to make up for it.
Yeah, if you literally touch the quarterback 0.4 seconds after he throws it, roughing the passer.
Roughing the passer. If it's Mahomes, it's roughing the passer no matter what.
That's crazy coming from a Patriots fan.
I don't know.
That is insane.
I don't know what you're talking about. No clue.
No clue at all? No. I don't know. 2002?
Hey, so, you know Bo Nix went 23 for 30, 205 yards and 2 touchdowns this preseason?
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Moving on.
Changing the topic real quick.
Maybe.
But... I'll let you talk about the Chiefs, your favorite team in the NFL.
What, you mean my most hated? Yeah. Oh, I don't like the Chiefs, but they're such a good team. It's mainly Mahomes' family that makes me just not like this team, which I think is kind of valid because they're obnoxious. I think they're a great roster. Obviously, they have Mahomes. They're going to win games. They got Pacheco. He's going to be a workhorse this year, so they're set at running back. I trust the entire roster. Their corner, I think their defense got worse. I will say that much. I think their defense got worse. Now, I still think they're great, but I don't think they're better than they were last year.
Really dirty. This friggin' sucks, man.
Let me see.
It's grimy, it's dirty, it's dusty,
even
it's all the good stuff that the desert has to offer. I just made this thing even more dirty. I'm walking around in French-made outfits, and it's absolutely embarrassing. I wish I was even...
It's fine. Corner room. Let's see. Yeah, no, I don't like this corner room. Joshua Williams is your corner two. Don't like it. Let's see. Karlaftis is great. Chris Jones is great. Nick Bolton's great. Leo Chanel's good. Free safety. Justin Reed's good. Don't love it otherwise. How we let them get Matt Araiza? Don't know. It's kind of crazy, though. Yeah, left tackle, right tackle, they're chilling. Man, I wish we'd gotten some... Oh, man, that's such a good pick. Good at the line. Overall, I think roster's set. You know?
Yeah. It just comes down to, can they win games? the big games. Will they be able to win in the playoffs?
Agreed. I'll let you do your prediction first.
Yeah. Week one, starting off the season, this will be an exciting game.
It's going to be a banger. It's the first game of the year.
Yeah. I hope the Ravens get destroyed.
No, I hope the Ravens clobbering this time.
I hope Lamar has a fantastic.
I just want them to prove that they could beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, you know. but it's the regular season, though.
I don't care.
Nah. I'll give this one to the Ravens.
Let's go.
And then they go into Cincinnati. Or they don't go into Cincinnati. They're at home against Cincinnati. Not big on this team. I'll give it to the Chiefs.
Valid.
Beat the Falcons. Beat the Chargers. Win against the Saints. 49ers, Chiefs, Super Bowl matchup, rematch. I'm giving it to the Niners here. The Chiefs tend to like lose those big games against big opponents in the regular season.
Yeah, I agree.
But they beat the Raiders, beat the Bucks, beat the Broncos, beat the Bills, beat the Panthers, beat the Raiders, lose against the Chargers, beat the Browns, beat the Texans. Christmas Day. It's gonna be a great Christmas for me. The Steelers come out and beat the Chiefs, and they lose against the Broncos, giving their record. Wait, no, I don't like this. I don't like 12-5.
That's what you did, Mr. Bias.
Gosh, why did I have to give him? But I want to be happy on Christmas.
You don't want to be happy on Christmas?
No, I do want to be happy on Christmas. Okay. Week one, they beat the Ravens.
Okay.
That gives them the record of 13-4 and wins the AFC.
See, I have Houston winning the AFC. That's my big hot take for the year.
Yeah, fight. I mean, that's
my big fight for this year. I want them to win so that the Chiefs don't even make it to the freaking Super Bowl. That would be my Christmas. The Chiefs not making it to the Super Bowl.
But the Chiefs, the thing about the Chiefs is because their division was so bad, they have to play other bad divisions. They have to play the NFC South.
No, this is decided 2 years in advance.
Oh, it's really?
Yeah, division. You can go look at your 2025 schedule. I decided on like 3 games already.
Why have I never known this?
I think I blew your mind.
What the?
Yeah, you can go look. Like, I can go look. Chiefs 2025 schedule, right? Just Google it, okay? The only games undecided right now are an AFC North and an AFC East game. Next year, they'll play the NFC West and the AFC South. Those are the two teams. Division wise,
bro, what? I feel so ashamed as a football fan right now that I did not know this information.
Now you know. That's why I'm already saying I'm the 25 for Patriots. For when we do those, I'm not going to have us very high. But that's not about them right now. It's about the Chiefs. Okay. Week one, loss. Okay, so they start off 0-1. They beat the Bengals week 2. They play the Falcons. They beat the Falcons. Okay. They beat the Chargers. They beat the Saints. Obvious. Those are obvious games. They're 4-1 going into the bye. They come back. They play the Niners. Like you said, these are games they lose. So they're 4-2. Then they play the Raiders. They're going to be 5-2. They play the Bucks. They're 6-2. They play the Broncos. They're 7-2. They play the Bills. 8-2. Panthers 9-2. There's not much to say about these. I just think they're easy wins. Raiders again, 10-2. Chargers. I think they'll lose more than one division game. So I think they'll lose to the Chargers. They're 10-3. They'll beat the Browns 11-3. Lose to the Texans 11-4. Beat the Steelers 12-4. And then beat the Broncos 13-4. Still at 13-4. Different way of doing it, but still at 13-4. Oh, wait, no, they lose to the Broncos. I had them losing to the Broncos. They're 12-5.
12-5.
Yeah, second over all. But
you said they beat the Texans, right?
Yeah. No, I had them losing the Texans.
Oh, okay. Because I was about to say, you have the Texans being 12-5, too. And...
I do?
Yeah.
I had them 13-4, I thought.
Oh, never mind.
I wanted to do 4-13, but I just couldn't do that.
Not 4-13, gosh.
I just pulled a year and switched up my saying. 13-4.
Dude, I come on here and I have things that I'm going to say and then I just totally forget them or I just say them. Like, it's just so weird. Like, when a microphone gets in front of you, it's just like a whole, like, I don't know. Your mind just goes crazy, I guess. I don't know.
I get it, though, because I blank out sometimes on here. Telling y'all behind the scenes stuff that happens.
But why do we have to verse the Chiefs on Christmas Day?
That's so bad. And on Netflix, that's so wrong. That's gross. That's like, actually, this should be a crime. I'm gonna call the cops. Like, that's a crime right there. There's two crimes going on in the NFL right now. There being a game on Netflix and Daniel Jones getting the contract he got.
Daniel Jones. He'll eventually be out of the league.
I think after
this. Or a backup. But.
Yeah. Low-key, I want to write out all of our. Like, once we're done, I want to have all of our records on, like, one table and just to have it at the end of the year to see. We do actually post these on TikTok, too. If y'all want to check out the TikTok, give that a like. Maybe follow the TikTok. That'd be great. If you're coming just from here, or if you're coming from the TikTok, welcome.
Yeah.
I don't have much more on these teams other than Chiefs obviously are going to dominate. So our final records were Broncos. I had Broncos 12-5, or 12-5. Yeah. No, my friend wishes. So I have them at 5-12. You have them at 4-13. We both have the Chargers at 7-10. I have the Raiders at 6-11. You have the Raiders at 5-12. And I have the Chiefs at 12-5. And you have the Chiefs at 13-4. Right?
Yeah. That's correct.
That is our AFC West. So, any last thoughts?
No.
All right. Well, I just want to say thank you all for listening to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. Be sure wherever you are listening to leave a like, follow, subscribe, or comment. We always appreciate it. Don't disagree with any takes or anything. Let us know down in the comments below. As always, thank you all for tuning in. Hope you'll tune in the next one, and peace out.
Peace.